Previously on Dragons Not Included.
Ooh, natural 20.
Oh no!
Oh god!
Let's confirm. Natural 20 to confirm.
Okay.
Stephen, put the weighted dice away.
A swing of a weapon. He appears right next to Anevia. Your wife will find your corpse in bed.
That's surprisingly gentle.
As she rolls a natural one.
Can you roll the confirm fumble?
Natural one to confirm.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Istra, please stop whiffing for 5 minutes.
Just hit him.
I'm going to die here.
I won't let this end here. I won't let this end. As his body has just taken too much damage and he just collapses.
Yeah, that's a half orc or an orc for you. They normally survive the worst possible damage just to monologue and then die at the end of it.
Oh, thank the Inheritor. Thank the Song of the Sphere. She's still alive.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
That's more than that. The Crusaders, they've fortified an area. The Defender's Heart. The conversation sort of fades away as a strong-looking half-orc woman with raven black hair. She makes her way over towards your group, sort of gently pushing people aside. Nevia, that you? Urbeth. The two women run towards each other and embrace. I thought I'd lost you.
Greetings and welcome to the Dragons Not Included podcast, a tabletop role-playing game podcast where we're playing Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous. My name's Stephen, and I'm the Game Master for our adventure.
My name's Joe, and I'll play Scrutiny for Tiefling Illusionist Rogue.
Hi, my name is David, and I play Elden Aegis, the Human Paladin of Iomedae.
Hello, my name is Rowan, and I play Istra, the Human Cavalier.
Hi, my name is Dan, and I play Han, the Relic Hunter Inquisitor of Drang.
Well, that was a long 2 weeks. I apologize for our extended hiatus. Unfortunately, sometimes life can get in the way of our hobby. But we're back to you now. We've been doing a lot of effort in the background, and we're hoping we can get back and release on a regular schedule once again. That way you can join us on all our adventures once again. We've got a website up and running. If you want to go there, all the episodes will be stored there, as well as on Podbean, Spotify, YouTube. On the website, we also have character sheets and character art for all the characters, so if you want to know more about the players who are moving through this story, go there and check it out.
Yeah, please do. We are really, really happy with the character art. The website looks really, really good, and it's a really good place to go to listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 Oh, that was it. Just do it.
Yeah.
If that yeah doesn't convince them, I don't know what will.
Well, without further ado, let us get back to the Dragons Not Included podcast.
Managed to be escorted in, and you met with finally the woman Erebeth. She thanked you for saving her wife and began to tell you of the events that happened when you were underground. And we'll continue from there, I think. As you're sitting in this table in the tavern, after 3 days, you have a stiff drink and a warm seat.
Well, it is certainly wonderful to have a moment's respite, finally.
Yes, it's been a tough 5 days now. I'm losing track of time.
I mean, to be fair, it's pretty hard to tell the time when you're underground. There's literally no sun. How are you guys keeping track of time?
I thought you were keeping track of the time.
No, I was just guessing. I was just saying numbers every time you asked.
Well, generally how I do it is, if I run out of spells, it's time for sleepy time.
Yeah, you used to say sleepy time a lot. It's a bit weird, bro.
It's spells tucking me out, okay?
He's just curled up in the corner with a blanket, sucking his thumb.
He's right tucking out.
You managed to make it underground?
Well, it wasn't by design. We were,
catapulted. Launched, yes. If you will.
The half-orc paladin, she takes a sip from a mug. You have to tell me about it.
In that case, it all started about 5 days ago when we all came to the center of town where there was a massive attack. After the massive attack, we all woke up in different parts of the underground. I had hit my head. No, wait. Who hit their head? Someone had hit their head.
I mean, judging by your memory problems, I think it might be you.
How dare you? I do not have memory problems. Who are you?
He's talking to the one of the empty chairs.
Oh. Yes, our friend who's been with us on this journey the entire time. Hamburg.
Mr. Salazzo. Yes, it's a pleasure to meet you again.
I mean, if anyone would know, Hans is the one who's been keeping notes. Yes, we fell underground, we fought a heck of a, and it was very unfortunate, and then we met some mole people.
Ant people.
He raises an eyebrow.
Yeah, I think we upgraded them at one point to ant people.
No, it wasn't upgraded, we just miscategorized them.
Sorry, we met some ant people.
We came across the progeny of a failed crusade. That's something that we'll need to...
He takes another sip of a drink. Aravashniel was right. The end times must be upon us.
Well, they seem quite pleasant for the most part. You know, they had factions which were a little bit less pleasant.
And speaking of, he was constantly very smug about it. Oh yes, Aravashniel was there.
So was... Horgus, yeah.
Horgus Gwerm Manor.
Yes, I know the man. Bit rough around the edges.
Nice guy beneath it all.
But he seems good enough, though he should really learn to hold his tongue sometimes.
Didn't we send a bunch of civilians to his house?
Oh, we totally did.
So if you're in charge of any of the defences around here, there's a bunch of civilians in Gwerm Manor that may need rescuing.
Gwerm Manor.
Send a patrol round to go and check.
Yes.
What happened to Mr. Aravashniel?
He's in what remains of the library, a broken Blackwing.
And he's now blind.
I heard the library was completely destroyed.
There's like 5 people alive in there and a couple of books.
There was like a fallen paladin or something in there that was trying to have them burnt alive. You know, usual stuff.
Oh, they're still alive then. I know someone who'll be happy to hear that. Luckily, when we set up here, we were approached by Quendis Orlan, the leader of the Blackwing. He said the place was completely destroyed.
Quendis Orlan?
That wasn't the guy that was... No, because he wasn't the leader of the Blackwing. He was a random paladin or something.
Quendis Orlan, you were told by Aravashniel he was the head librarian of the Broken Blackwing.
Oh, yeah. And we just assumed he'd died.
Well, there was a lot of dead bodies in piles. He was going to be in one of them.
Oh, yeah, really good point. There's a load of dead bodies underground that probably have to be recovered at some point.
No offence, there's a lot of dead bodies everywhere. I mean, if you look out, look out that window, there's one there.
Yes, I'm afraid until the Mendevian army arrives, there's not really much we can do. The best is we can hold out here. Luckily, thank the Inheritor. These cultists seem scattered and disorganized after their initial attack. They haven't been too hard to deal with, but most of old Kennebras has been completely controlled by them.
And new Kennebras?
Hard to tell. Some parts are attacked, others have been completely wiped out.
Eldon slightly looks down into his drink.
So, yes, tell me more about these. It looks like she's sort of trying to find the right words. The first descendants of the Crusade. Tell me about them.
Oh, they're just sort of misshapen humanoids that live underground because people thought they were demon-tainted. But they're probably not. They're definitely not.
She takes another swig, yes. I'm afraid Kennebreth has had a dark history with witch hunts and... Well, so you managed to peacefully talk to them?
Yes, it was very easy.
They have their own political factions, some of whom have aligned themselves with unsavory sorts, but the majority of them seemed quite nice.
Yes, we spoke to a small tribe down there who had spoken their wishes to join some sort of alliance. Chief Sol, I think his name was.
Yes.
There wasn't there like a prophecy or like a vision or something?
Yes, they had an oracle saying there was a... They foresaw them fighting alongside the... Well, they call us Uplanders. Uplanders? Surface Dwellers? There's a few names.
Well, it would be certainly nice to have reinforcements. I'll try and send an expedition party down to the caverns below to make a formal alliance.
Oh, we can give you some details of where we found our exit point. It might be nice to start there and backtrack.
So, you met these first descendants, and how did they get you to the surface?
Well, there was...
We'd have a little base of cultists that had managed to work their way down there into a main...
As I said, they had their own political faction, some of which had aligned themselves with unsavory sorts.
There cultists underneath the city?
Only a few.
Disguised as Iomadean crusaders, I believe.
Yes.
Yes, we had problems with that on the surface.
Despicable.
You managed to get past them, or you managed to...
We dispatched.
Attempts at diplomacy were very briefly made.
There was also somebody who wasn't, like...
Yeah,
a cultist of a regular one? It was like a bug guy?
Yes, no, that would be the cultist of... I have notes here somewhere. Discari.
Discari and Baphomet cultists working together.
Yes. Discari seems to be one of the masterminds behind this whole attack of the world wound ever since the early days of the Crusade.
Tell you what, though, we after dispatching a particularly heinous lady named Hosilla, she was one of the Baphomet cult leaders, we found this! And Eldon pulls, still sheathed radiance off of his back, plunks it onto the table, and then draws it probably about 3 inches to show the now glowing blade.
Yeah. Erebeth just sort of drops her cup in shock, just clangs to the floor.
Yeah, he does that. He takes every opportunity.
He likes flashing it out there.
I'm still jealous. It should be mine.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, it is.
It was stolen months ago. It was underground?
Yes. The cult of Baphomet had it. But look, it's awake. Alive.
What do you mean?
Eldon indicates the very bright section of blade that is...
Yeah. So as you, like, touch it on the table, it just... By the Inheritor's light.
Right?
It's never shone so radiantly before. Not since Yanniel took it into her crusade into the world wound.
Do you think this is a sign from the Inheritor?
I think... I hope she's looking out for us. She sent us a boon, but ever since Yanniel disappeared... All we had left of her was the sword, and it was dull. But it seems to have chosen you. Eldon, I believe you said your name was?
Eldon Aegis, yes. He does a little salute.
The Aegises, I've worked alongside them until they retired. Yes, I know of that family. Yes, it seems like the Inheritor has plans for you.
Really? You think? Eldon is smiling like ear to ear. He's like giddy on the chair.
She puts a hand on your shoulder and just smiles warmly. Big toothy half-orc grin. Yes. So.
Scrutiny's pinching his temple. He won't shut up about this for a long while.
The cultists, what were they doing in the underground?
Well, we have this note from them.
Eldon is, like, futzing around in his backpack that he's just pulled off. I assume that I've been managing the group loot at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone just seems to dump all the gold to you.
Yes.
Most trustworthy member of the party.
He's the lawful good one. We can trust him with the money.
They're a bit I'm looking after, but I definitely probably would not.
You know, Hans would probably, like, divide it out too much. Scrutiny, who knows? Ishtar tried to peel it like it was chocolate money.
Definitely.
So Eldon will futz around in his backpack and quickly pull the note that we found in the same crate as Radiant.
Oh, that was a while ago.
She takes a moment to just sort of read through it. Her expression sort of drops as she reads it. And then an unmistakable twinge of the eyebrow. A snarl forms across her face, and her hand sort of grips the edges, crumpling the note. Vane.
Uh-oh.
I knew he wouldn't stay quiet for too long.
Buddy, who's Vane? Hans says, pulling out a small notebook and a quill.
Staunton Vane. She sort of just spits the name out with disgust. He was once part of a large contingent of the First Crusades. He was a dwarven man who led a mercenary group called the Hammers of Heaven. Quite prestigious. They made good clearings into the First Crusade and even helped in the founding of Dresden. When it fell, he returned back here to the front and helped us, but I got to know him more and I discovered that he was not a gallant crusader or a devout follower of Torag. He was an anti-paladin of Descari. He'd been fooling us for nearly a century. He was almost certainly the one who aided in the fall of Dresden at the start of the Second Crusade. I almost had him. He was almost in my clutches and he got away. They promoted me up in the Eagle Knights for this discovery, but I don't deserve it. I didn't capture him. I didn't stop him from escaping. She's sort of shaking in anger now. And now he's linked to all of this. If only I'd been stronger back then.
Erebeth, you did all you could.
She just sort of shakes out of it for a second. I'm sorry. Yes. But this is true, they have safe houses throughout the city. This attack isn't merely just an expansion of the Whirlwind. They've been planning this for quite a while. This confirms our worst fears. We heard that Vorelesh had something to do with this. He was foul demon-worshipping witch. It's probably assumed it's her who even created the Whirlwind in the first place. We've heard whispers from among the cultists we've defeated that she had a plan for the Wardstone, but this confirms it.
What, centuries, potentially?
I'll forward this on to Quindus. He's been doing some research. These safe houses could harbour the greatest threat still left within Kenebris.
Perhaps we should take a day's rest and...
Yes, feel free to rest here, but I can't spare too many men, especially away from defending this place. I have to send some scouts out, but the Ugo Watch would be proud if you could join our efforts and investigate these free houses. We can reward you for your efforts as well, with what little we have left, but you've done so much for me personally already. I feel hesitant to ask, but the fate of Kenebris hangs in the balance.
Well, it seems our plan of action is all ready.
Nah, sure, bro, it's fine. I mean, we kind of have to go places anyway, and we don't exactly want to leave this as it is. I mean...
Plus the sign from my Armada in the form of Radiance. Be ashamed to waste it without saving some folks.
Nebbia, who's been sort of just silently listening in on all of this. I can vouch for their demeanor. They are truly caring and want to protect the city. They'll do their best.
Has she really been watching us?
Well, she means she hasn't been watching Hans.
Oh, right.
Feel free. We can probably secure you somewhere to rest. Defender's heart. We can provide healing to you from our clerics and paladins free of charge. If you want to stock up on supplies, there are some merchants who managed to survive with their wares here. We didn't want to confiscate wares for rations. We didn't want to lower morale even more than it already has been, so if you have coin to spend, you'll find things to buy here.
We might have a couple.
We?
Elvin will
jangle from the massive sample coins.
Elvin will lead in close. Will lead in close and be like, "Yes, the group kitty is quite well stocked."
Yeah, it's good to see. I've actually handed a lot of it over. I'm sure there's enough in there.
Anything you like?
Yeah, we're good.
And if you found any foul artifacts down in your journeys, we can take them to destroy them.
Oh, score!
Yeah, didn't you have like a little bag?
Oh, yes. The evil baggie of artifacts. Yes, here, hang on. And just, like, slams quite a heavy sack on the table now. Because we got quite a bit.
Like blood soaking out of it for the moment.
There's several scrolls, a Bible, I believe, a book, some unholy water. A lot of holy symbols.
A brass unholy symbol of Baphomet, an obsidian unholy symbol of Baphomet.
Did you write any like prices down for any of these?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Just to save some time, they will give you a reward equal to that amount for turning them over.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
So add that to the group loot.
Daniel, if you'd like to edit the group loot, because you know which ones would be getting with their values.
Yes. To be fair, most of them around range between 50, except for one is 100. That's it. So,
damn.
I have no idea how much the unholy water is, though.
That's probably not worth that much. Well, if you... I have to talk to Quendisalan and send out scouts to the underground. I'll leave you to rest. Good luck to you on your journeys. Come to speak to me before you leave. And she gets up from this table and sort of gestures, feel free to finish the bottle, and walks away.
Istra will immediately move the bottle closer to herself.
So, it seems that the institutions that we put our faith in are compromised. Historically. Shocker.
Wow. You all know how the dreaded Third Crusade went.
I believe that was the second.
I don't really know much about them, I'll be honest. They're kind of cool, but I can't remember.
It's fine. I mean, if you'd like a recounting, I think I have the stories all memorized.
Oh yes, I'm sure the Church of Iomade has a very interesting interpretation of the events.
Oh, not from the church. My parents. And great-grandparents.
Were they part of the church?
Well, my parents were, but not practicing.
Didn't you guys have family? Or, I guess, don't?
Yes, I was hoping, in all honesty, to check on their safety and then get as far away from this blasted place as possible, but...
Baggy has been emptied.
That doesn't seem to be in the cards.
I mean, we might be able to check on them at some point. Soon, probably.
I mean, more on the department of leaving.
Yes, probably not.
The interesting thing is, if this has been planned out over several years, then it makes strange ideas, to me at least, why they would have such a very successful first raid and then leave it in chaos. Now, if I was raiding a city and I had been planning it meticulously and carefully for hundreds of years, or at least a year or so in some of these cases, I would have had the first wave of attack happen. And if I left it in chaos, that is because I want the people of the city to turn to what is left of their guardians, defenders, and people of that nature for aid.
You mean create a rallying call in order to arise further conflict.
A rallying point to either collect all your targets in one location, or for the mask to really fall off and, well, she did say a paladin was an anti-paladin tricked an entire city for a significant period of time.
But let us not forget that these are the actions of the Abyss. They are alien in thought patterns. They certainly love their cruelty, but beyond that, they have very little motive. The chaos may be the objective in itself.
I would have to disagree in your saying they don't have motive. They have the single motive that all things crave: greed.
Once again, they are cruel. They do not wish to take. Well, they wish to take, but they do not wish to hold. That is their way, in my understanding, at least. It is in the action of taking from another, rather than of having whatever they take. I'm rambling.
In that case, a rally point to collect all your people in one location and give them hope is still a valid reason for them to do it. It's nicer, certainly, I would say, to take something from someone who is already broken is easy.
But once again, you're thinking more material terms. You need to think in terms of the outer planes, which are...
I am thinking of the... I am actually thinking of the outer planes, yeah. Not in the material. You say they're cruel. That is... a fair point. They are cruel. But if they seek to inflict cruelty, taking something from people who are broken is too easy, too simple. Give them hope. Give them an idea that they'll survive. Then take it all away from them.
If I may, to pull away from this conversation, has anyone been keeping track of Corum's aid?
What's Corum's aid?
The giant Baylor lord who came in and
killed... Oh, that's what that thing was called?
Yes.
Well,
because a Baylor...
We definitely not the one to ask if that's the question.
Well, a Baylor that's out and about...
Not good.
Surely it would be of note, right?
If it's magically inclined, it may just transform. It could be a person in the town.
What if...
Maybe it's hiding.
Well, we've only seen...
I can ask Erebeth if you like.
Oh, that might be an idea. I just realized that we've encountered some demons, but it's all been small fry. What if they left? What if this wasn't all of the attack? What if this was something specific? Maybe they were looking for something. Busting in was they were trying to take something, but they didn't need to stay here.
Only we had Aravashdale here to explain it all.
This could have just been a strike force coming here to break the stones that protect the city from the world wound. The actual force could be on its way.
Well, that's another point. Has anyone seen the wardstone?
After it blew up, no.
Is it destroyed?
I mean, Erebeth said that the cultists have taken control of Old Kennebrest. That's where the kite was.
It might be worth trying to venture in and see if it's could be repaired.
We could give that a go, but being as our major forces are here and they haven't tried yet, and there's only four of you, that might be a bit too risky.
Something we'll have to build up to.
I'm going to speak to Erebeth. I'll leave you to rest. I can't thank you enough for everything you've done, escorting me back here, but saving me so many times.
Quite all right, Nevia, you've saved us.
I try my best. As Stephen flashes back to all the missed arrows. Very well. I'll see you later. Then she walks off, just sort of a spring in her step, despite her injury, as she seems more uplifted now she's back with Erebeth.
Right. I think it's best if we rest up, gather some supplies, and try and venture to some of these points that we've seen in the note.
Let me quickly grab the notes so I can see.
I'll tell you what, let's just... Well, for the listeners' sake, we'll just fast forward for you guys resting and buying stuff and give them a quick brief at the end. So, we'll see you in a minute. So, you've enjoyed a nice rest in a warm tavern with not really a bed, but some cloth and blankets to sleep on. It's a bit crammed. There's like over 200 people in this admittedly large three-story inn. And, you know, spirits quite low, but everyone here is trying to do their best to keep up. They're in a space they believe is quite safe. They're surrounded by the Eagle Watch. You've definitely returned some spirits as you've managed to stay out there and survive. You did some trading with some of the local merchants. You've rested up, prepared your spells, prepared your deific obediences. And let's say for the audience's benefit, what did you guys... buy, you know, you spent a bit of money, you had a bit of cash from your good buddy Horgus Gwerm.
That is true. Actually, I just realized that most of that money did come from Horgus giving us a king's ransom.
I don't mind going first, considering I got very little. I took more from the group loot than I did anything else. But what I did get was I stole the Rancier of the Gargoyle that we picked up, and that is now in my possession. And it's very fun, and I can't wait to use it. The only thing I actually bought, I think, is a Masterwork Cold Iron Dagger, so that I can actually do some damage to anything that has damage resistance against anything but cold iron. So, most the demons.
Well, that's nice. Well, certainly, hopefully be helpful. Me, on the other hand, I got enough money to get a scroll, got some extra spells. I don't know if we'll ever get to see them. Who knows? And also I got some potions of not dying.
I believe those are cure light wounds in common parlance.
Yes. Yes, but you know. So yeah, that's all of my stuff. What did Elden get?
Well, as a local bureaucrat and group loot manager, I got some cure light and cure moderate wounds potions for the party. Just because we're probably going to be away from healing for a good while, I have a sneaking suspicion. So having that extra not die juice would be ideal. But that's it. There's nothing. Which leaves one person only.
Hello.
Dan.
Hello. I got my light pick replaced with a mastercrafted cold iron pick. So now even the demonic shins are not safe from me. And some guy around the back of one of his stalls sold me a lead pipe wrapped in duct tape. So I have a sap now.
Nice.
Ye olde duct tape.
And then I got a wand of cure light wounds because, you know, people don't want to die, apparently.
It was Sir Philip Swift and his flex tape.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, cold iron weapons make sense. You've been fighting a lot of demons. Potions, good to have. So, are we ready to continue on our little journey after your brief spot of respite?
Indeed.
I think we are ready to RPG.
RPG! Very well. Yes. As you're getting up and ready and fresh in the morning, pacing around this large, bustling inn, you're approached by the half-orc paladin in her resplendent armor, Erebeth Tirabade. Well, it's good to see you looking relaxed and refreshed, ready to take the day. I've talked to Quendis about what you discovered down in the underground, and he's going to take him and some men to go to the library to check things out. I've also sent a couple of people out to Gwurm Manor to check on the survivors you sent, and a scouting party to meet contact with the first descendants down in the city of Neathholm.
Something, can I just ask something?
Of course.
I can't remember if I had the opportunity to ask about my parents, if they'd been found by...
Yes, you would have had the... You're not too far from that district, and there have been a lot of survivors from there, but none seem to be matching the description of your parents.
Right, okay, well that's still concerning. Gotta check up on them, see if they're alright.
Something worth checking. I remember we did briefly, I think Anevia said that she would ask Erebeth if anyone had been tracking the movements of Corum's aid. Did anything come back from that in the time we spent?
Yes. After his initial attack on the kite and slaying Tyrendalef, he did a lot of damage to the surrounding area, but he was there but a few hours and then left the city, flying back deep into the heart of the war wound.
Most curious.
Yes, especially with the information you've recovered, Quendis was working on a theory.
To start.
It is troubling. There's more at play here than just the raiding of a city. Well, I believe the letter you sent me, there were three safe houses, an Assyrian manor, bottled solutions, and the Tower of Esteroth. Which one would you like to investigate first?
Well, I think it's worth checking out which one's nearest. I think we've got a pretty good thing going with what's near and what's far away.
Yeah, I've got them ready. I'll put them on the map for you.
Oh, fantastic.
And then audibly describe them.
Yes, so the closest to you would be Tower of Esteroth, which is in the Ring District. So you'd have the cross one of the city walls, but in between you and that, there is a large gap where it's been completely smashed in for a trail of devastation.
I imagine Assyrian manor is probably quite close to Gwurm Manor.
Yeah. Assyrian manor is quite close to Gwurm Manor, but once again, it's not in the Gate District, it's in the Rin
Actually,
Rin
we
district.
Came quite close to it on the way to Gwurm Manor.
It was not bottled solutions, my apologies. It was Topaz solutions. Bottled solutions in Sandpoint in a completely different campaign. A topaz solution. Topaz solution is also in the Gate District, and it's a bit further north. Also, that would be closer to where Scrutiny's house would be.
Where's Eldon's house again?
It's in New Kennebrest.
New Kennebrest, which is in...
So, like this district.
Oh, sorry.
So the one just outside Old Kennebrest, which is the centermost district.
Old Kennebrest has been overtaken.
So it's dangerous because it's close to New Kennebrest, but...
Okay, so what we're most likely to do then is, again, meta, Topaz Solutions, Scrutiny's house, or the other way around, and then Estrod.
Actually, it depends how much of the inner circle we want to go, the inner city we want to go in, because it may be worth Topaz Solution entering here at the tower and then going down to the manor.
Yeah, it's just Scrutiny's house was up. Wait,
Scrutiny's house is somewhere
north than
houses Tower of Estrod.
If that's okay with Scrutiny and he doesn't immediately go, no, let's go see off, because I mean,
probably inside.
Also, with the plans that fate has laid out for us, and definitely not the DM.
No, I think that sounds like a good plan of action.
Plus, something tells me we're going to get to Topaz Solutions and there's going to be some sort of something to do.
Just to double check, Topaz Solution, was that a jeweler's or an alchemy lab or something like that? I can't remember.
It was sort of a herbalist house.
Oh, it was a herbalist house.
Yeah.
Ah, good. Oh, we've created potions.
Well, if you're going to set off that direction, I wish you good luck. And if you need to fall back to here, don't hesitate to do so. And she turns to Scrutiny and sort of thinks about sort of putting an arm on your shoulder, but then decides against it, seeing as you seem to be a bit wary of Iomedaeans. I know you may have some holdbacks about my faith, but I sincerely wish you good luck and hoping you find your family.
Yes, well, action is what's required here, so I say that we proceed forward and see how things go.
Good luck, and stay safe.
And the same to you, Miss Terabate.
Yes, I've got a lot of planning to do. Believe me, the weight of having the command of the Eagle Knights is not something I was prepared for. I'd rather be on the field, like yourselves.
I'm sure you'll do a fantastic job.
And you as well. Good luck. And she leaves you to head off on your journey.
All right, we're ready to depart.
I give it about an 85% success rate, so she's going to do fine.
That's what you say just as she's leaving, and she goes, oh god, 85% is not high enough.
No, like we turn around and she falls into a pothole, cracks her head.
Alright, a 45 after that moment.
Hey, 45% success rate with someone who's already dead is actually a pretty good
one. Yeah.
Alright.
Let's go.
We're gonna have to head to Topaz Solutions.
Oh, yeah. Let's do some crushing.
Well, according to our map, just a quick thing so the viewers know how we're traveling. There's the two giant ditches in the way. Are we going
my guess is that we're going to do best to go out and around them.
Around the basin?
Rather than trying to go through.
Or would it be worth heading towards the wall and go along where like the land is still intact and then come down?
Either way, we will head north to Topaz Solutions and find out on the way which is the best path. Well, not north. What's that direction? That's northwest,
that is north.
I suppose.
North or south?
We're going west, or as Istra would call it, east.
As you head through the ruins of Kennebrest. The broken buildings, fires for the most part have died down from the initial attacks. There's still an eerie quietness to the place. There's distant sounds of rubble moving, but there's no birds in the sky. No sound of people moving about, which makes everything more on edge than if there were screams and shouts. It's a relatively short distance across this part of the Gate District to get to Topaz Solutions, especially no longer as you've left Anevia at the Defender's Heart, so you can move at your full speed now. Though most of the city will be difficult terrain, so that's going to slow you down considerably.
Also, because I'm wearing armor that means I'm moving 20 foot anyway.
I mean, same, but whatever.
Slow boys.
You reach a small business district. Several shops and houses have been left abandoned. Panes of glass smashed across the road. It seems like there's no bodies here, so people either escaped or they were already collected. But you do hear the sound of the clanging and the slow mutterings of voices as you head into the district. A wooden sign above a door bearing the carving of a bundle of orange herbs and flowers hovering over a beaker filled with smoking orange liquid. The building's windows are tightly shuttered, but the front door hangs halfway off its hinges. This is the shop that was Topaz Solutions, and the mutterings get louder as you approach this building.
Remember, there's a code word.
Oh, what's a code word?
Elden.
Code word.
They're not very creative cultists. The password is password, all lowercase.
I've new material for the archives.
I have new material for the... What archives?
Doesn't say.
Damn it. But if they have an archive, let's go in.
Also, we can hear mutterings. Can we hear anything they're actually saying?
I mean, you'd have to get a bit closer, so you could make a stealth check.
Maybe I should handle this part. Yes?
Elden gives two thumbs up, sure. Because we've all seen Scrutiny's incredible proficiency at both charming people and sneaking.
Thank you.
You got this.
Is a 25 total.
Yes. Okay, you manage to sneak around the rubble, you avoid the broken glass, you know, your heart beating in your chest the closer you get, like, I can do this, I can do this. You get there, it's like, and you hear, it's not like the people are trying to be quiet or anything, it's like, seven buildings we've been through in the last day and we've not found much. This place was initially quite good, but we're going to have to move to a new location if we want to find anything else good to take. Right, you start sorting out what we've got. I'll go and see if I can find a cart or something to help us move it. You lot, do once around the other buildings, make sure, you know, they're not anything we've missed.
Okay. I am going to... Is there a visible door?
Yes, there is a visible door that's sort of hanging off. It's hinges, like it's more like a just a flap you can move of wood.
I'll stand at its entrance, sort of just to the side, holding my dagger out, ready to strike as soon as someone walks through. Yeah, I sort of put a finger to my lips to the rest of the party, just say, shh.
It's not long after you hear this conversation, the door is pushed open, and a man wearing leather armors with a patch on its breast walks out. He has just weapons and strapped over his shoulder, a large sack in his hand, and he walks out. You wish to attack him, was it Scrutiny?
Yep, I'm going to give it a go.
Oh, you're not even waiting, damn, okay.
So that is a 16 total.
16 total. Well, he is flat-footed because he does not know you're there.
Yay!
Okay, 16 will hit. Roll damage, and you get to add your sneak attack because he's not aware of you being there.
Yeah! And I rolled 4, not great.
You got this.
But with the sneak attack?
With the sneak attack.
One
on the d6, 3 on the d4.
Oh.
Did you not get strength bonus or dex bonus?
I am noodly armed man.
You stabbed this armored man in the side, and he just... Ah! The hell was that? I'd like everybody to roll initiative for me, please.
Here we go.
Okay. Lucky roll, lucky roll.
Here we go.
Not the worst.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really get worse than what I rolled.
I don't know.
I got a 13.
Okay, 13.
I got a 9.
I got a 4.
With your bonus?
That's with the bonus because I rolled a 1.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you what, I rolled a 2 and they're still going last.
Oh, God. I got a 12 plus 2, so 14.
14. Well, Istra, you'll be going first. Next time on Dragons Not Included.
Whoa!
Ba-ba-da.
Well, we're glad to be back, and I hope you'll join us as we continue our adventure. Links to our social media are in the description below, as well as a link to our brand new snazzy website, which will contain all the podcast episodes we've released so far, as well as character sheets and new character art. And as always, we'd like to thank Sirenscape for the amazing sound sets they provide that you can use in your game at home. I use them all the time, and I have never thought about going back to anything else, to be honest. Their link is in the description below. And finally, thank you once again to Social Introvert for providing our excellent theme music. Until next week, I'll see you soon. Stay safe and have a good day.